everyone, welcome back to the HRBC Encounter podcast. This is the podcast where I ask Josh, Becky and Mike, if their life was a musical, what would it be called? Josh, we're going to start with you.
If it was a musical, I think it would just have to be called Josh or Joshua.
Wow. Boring.
No, it'd be iconic. It'd be like well known, you know. Oh, I'm going to go and see Josh. And everybody would be like, oh, wow. I love that musical. I don't know what would happen in it exactly, but.
What about you, Becky?
Well, I feel like my life kind of is a musical. We're always singing. Nice. Dan's always singing something. I don't know. Life at the moment is just dominated with what does it look like to have a 7-month-old in lockdown. So maybe like lockdown with a baby or something, and that could be more.
Nice. Yeah, I like it. And Mike?
Well, musicals are my worst genre. So mine would have to be My Life Isn't a Musical.
That would someone be, clearly doesn't like the question. Fair enough.
Although I did take Sarah to see Les Miserables.
So. Oh, yeah. Your French accent there is impeccable.
Were you miserable as you were watching it, Mike?
Yeah, I was.
I mean, it's a pretty sad musical anyway. Pretty much everyone dies. Sorry, spoiler. People haven't
seen. Well, Josh.
Maybe that is my musical then.
Wow.
Well, if that isn't laying down your life for your wife, I don't know what is, Mike.
On that note, I think we'll roll into music. Hi everyone, I'm Sophie. I am a host of this podcast. I'm 20 years old. I'm currently a student at the University of Winchester studying psychology. Josh, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Josh. I'm 19 years old. I'm not a host today. I've come on as a guest. So I'm going to try and say something different to what I usually say. I grew up in England, but I lived in Brazil for almost 7 years. And I am a big fan of maths and music. That's me.
Thank you. Becky?
Hi, everyone. I'm Becky. I work with the students at Holland Road, but I had a baby 7 months ago, so I'm on maternity leave at the moment. And I'm married to Dan, and we live in Brighton.
Nice.
I'm 54. I was born in Kingston-upon-Thames, grew up in Chessington. A lot of the music you're going to hear from me today, I heard in Chessington for the first time. I'm married to Sarah, been married to her for 32 years nearly. I've got 3 children, all grown up, and I've got 2 grandchildren.
Nice. Thank you, guys. So we're doing another worship songs episode, inspiring songs to sing in the shower. And we're putting together a playlist on Spotify. So I've asked you guys to come up with your top 5 worship songs that you've been listening to and that have been encouraging you this week. So just quickly, if we run through the 5 songs that you guys have been listening to. So, Josh.
Yeah, so I've tried to go for things that I've kind of found or listened to really recently. So I've gone for, starting at 5, Glorious Day by Passion, Joy by For King and Country, then The Blessing and just the YouTube version, and then Christ in Me by Bright City, and then my top one is Hang On by Need to Breathe. At the moment.
Great. Thank you. Becky, what are your songs?
So all of my songs are either from like the 1800s or earlier, or were written this year. So very old and very new. But my number 5 is 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. My number 4 is Without Your Hand by Dan Rigg. Just some nice family self-promotion there. Yeah. My number 3 is The Doxology. Number 2 is The Blessing. By Carrie Jove and Cody Carnes. And my number 1 is Blessed Assurance.
Nice, thank you. And Mike, what are your 5 in an older?
I had to cut a lot of them out. I've got loads of people I could have had. But you made me go to particular songs as well, because I listen to an album in its entirety usually. But I've gone for, at number 5, Larry Norman, Why Should the Devil Have All the Good Music? Then Petra, Lift Him Up. Then Jerusalem, It's Mad. Then Bright City, All I Need Is You. family connection on that one. And After the Fire, check it out. That's my top one.
Great, thank you. Yeah, so I'm just going to ask you guys about your top song a bit more and how it's impacted you and what it's been speaking to you a little bit more. So, Josh, your top song is Hang On by Need to Breathe. You just want to chat about that for a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So Need to Breathe are a band. They're an American band, kind of Southern American. And they're not actually a worship band. So they're all Christian, but they're not worship in the sense like Hillsong or Bethel or like Matt Redman or whatever, which I always think is interesting because some of their songs would be more, more directly worship or more directly, you can hear the Christian influence. And sometimes they're not. And sometimes it's harder to kind of pick out a bit. And this song is one that they released maybe like a week ago. It's quite recent, and it's a single from their new album, which isn't out yet. But yeah, I first heard it and I didn't really pick up very much of the Christian influence initially, but then someone actually pointed out and they said this song is all about kind of sticking to your faith and trying in hard times to carry on and to kind of stick onto things. So the lyrics in the chorus say, hang on to the light in your eyes and the feeling, hang on to your love drunk original reason, hang on to the small town you love but you're leaving. I have no idea what that line's about, to be honest. But then it says you won't be a fool for so long, so hang on. And I kind of once that person pointed it out to me, I kind of re-listened to the whole song and I kind of noticed how it's it was applicable for me personally, but it could be applicable to anyone. And that it's kind of saying, you know, that first love that you have when you first become a Christian. And it says that in the Bible, you know, I think Paul in his letter says kind of come back to your first love. And it's kind of like hanging on to that. And I think sometimes we try really hard to do something or not do something. And then sometimes it can wear off and sometimes we get tired. Yeah, it was just a really good reminder. And yeah, I found it really encouraging. And then in the bridge, it says all these things take time. And it says that all of this isn't a straight line. And that reminded me of Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, which is trust in the Lord with all your hearts. Do not lean on your own understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. So especially that last little bit, making your path straight, and how sometimes it feels like, you know, we're kind of going left and right and we don't know where we're going, especially with the virus and we don't really know what's happening next. And I'm planning on going to uni starting in September and not really knowing what's going to happen with that. And just knowing that God has a plan and that even when it doesn't feel like it's a straight line and that it's obvious and clear, that God does still have a plan. And sometimes things take time, but we just need to hang on and to trust in him. One more thing about the song as well, which I thought was really interesting. The song itself, first of all, I just listened to it on Spotify, but then I went and watched the music video, which I don't do for every song, but I was curious. I think it just popped up on my recommended. So I watched it on YouTube. I suppose that they wrote the song before lockdown, but the music video kind of reflected a bit of lockdown. So the whole music video is just kind of one person, well, two different people, but in their houses. So they never actually meet up and they're kind of talking on the phone. And they're basically, I think it's a relationship and they're basically hanging on until they can see each other again. But yeah, I just thought it was interesting that they managed to incorporate the song to a situation which wasn't when they first wrote it. And I think that's interesting about music in general, is that you can always interpret it in different ways. So I think originally it wasn't written about that, but I don't know because I wasn't there when they wrote it. But they made the music video about that. And I thought that was an interesting other take that they had. So that's Hang On by Need to Breathe.
That's great. Thank you, Josh, for sharing that. It's really interesting. Becky, your top song was Blessed Assurance.
Yeah, so for all five of my songs, I just picked songs that I seem to just find myself singing or just they're in my head. We kind of sing in our house all the time, so whatever we're doing, we sing.
Yeah.
So, and this is just one that just keeps coming back to me. It's by a woman called Fanny Crosby. It was written in 1873. I looked that up. But Fanny Crosby was like an absolute legend. She was a blind hymn writer, and she wrote, Wikipedia told me anyway, so reliable source.
Yeah.
So apparently she wrote over 9,000 hymns.
Oof.
So absolute legend. And she did like lots of mission, and you should look into her. She's really cool. So yeah, she wrote Blessed Assurance, which is probably one of the most well-known songs of hers. And I'm just a hymn lover, just generally. I think three of my five songs were hymns. And Keith and Kristen Getty, who wrote In Christ Alone, they've been doing like a family hymn sing on YouTube every week with their kids, which has been really cool. And they've been singing lots of hymns, and you're meant to sing along. And they've been doing Blessed Assurance a lot. And so that's just why it's kind of been in my head. It's just a song about the joyful, like, present reality of knowing Jesus, but then also the, like, certain hope of a future with him forever, which I really love. One of the lyrics is, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. And it's just all about how Jesus is completely ours and we're completely his, that we're bought by him, by what he did on the cross. And just the, like, certainty of all of that. It's a very, like, unashamedly happy song. Like, you can't sing it and, like, be sad. Just the way the melody is and the way the words are, it's just, it's a very joyful song. Like, one of the lyrics is, I in my Saviour am happy and blessed. Yeah, just singing about how unashamedly happy we can be in Jesus has just been something that I love singing, especially at the moment where you look around on the news and just at the world at the moment, and it can be easy to not be happy and not be joyful. But actually, our joy comes from Jesus and what he's done and who he is and who he says we are. So yeah, just singing that song and being certain of what we have in Jesus has blessed me a lot. Yeah, it's a tune. I would check it out if I were you.
Amen.
Great, thank you. Oh, I love that unashamed joy. That's just so encouraging.
Yeah. And it's really cool that she wrote it in the 1800s, and yet we're singing it now, and it still applies. Like, God's still the same throughout those hundreds of years. Yeah, I just love that like, believers throughout history have sung it, and we can still sing it today, and it still holds true.
Yeah, that's so cool. Thank you so much for sharing that. Mike, do you want to tell us about your favourite song?
Can I just, you might have to re-say that, because Sarah started to mow the lawn, so I better just tell her to stop. So, hang on. You can keep that in if you want.
So, Mike, do you want to tell us about your favourite song that you've got at the moment?
Yeah, well, this song is by perhaps my favourite Christian band, After the Fire. They formed in the late, well, sort of at the mid-70s, I think, and this is from around the late 70s, early 80s. And I had to pick this one. I like this one, but it's not my favourite After the Fire song, if you understand what I mean. But I think it sort of fits in with what the times are at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes, this is the whole song, actually. Time and tide, they wait for no one. Disbelieve it if you dare. Turn around and they will be gone, and you will be standing there. Check it out, check it out. Come on, you know it's right. God is right. Check it out. People say I'm like a river because I'm never standing still. I don't care, I'm going to live forever, because the Bible says I will. Check it out. People say that I'm a dreamer and I don't know what it's all about, but time will tell who's got the answers. One day we will all find out. Check it out. And then it goes into the chorus again. So this song is about, well, people asking questions at the moment, aren't they? What's happening? Why is all this going on? And we can have the confidence that God is in control. Our faith is secure. Our future is secure. The Bible says it is, and we can be confident in that. And while other people are questioning and asking questions, we can point them to the answer and say, "Well, we'll check it out for yourself. Find out for yourself." And we can point people in the direction that they need to seek the right answers. And if they do check it out and know it's right, then God is right. know, you too can be confident in that. So I think that's why I chose this song, because yeah, it's a time where people are seeking, and we can show them the right path and let God's Spirit work it out.
Yeah. I love that line where it says, I'm going to live forever because the Bible says I will. Just that like certainty that if the Bible says something, that is what will come to pass. Yeah, I find that so encouraging.
I was about to say exactly the same thing. So on the same wavelength.
And you know, the truth is, it was when Josh quoted Proverbs 3, I started singing the song that we taught the kids all those years ago.
Yeah.
And that's how I tend to learn scripture. It's by songs. If there's a song about it, I'll know what the Bible says about something. I struggle when there isn't a song about it. So we need songwriters to write lots of songs about scripture so that we, you know, because it goes in, doesn't it? And it stays in.
Yeah. Mm. We're definitely wired to be musical and singers. Mm. And that doesn't mean that everyone is going to be able to sing perfectly in tune. But, you know, the Bible says make a joyful sound to the Lord.
Yes, it's a joyful noise.
Yeah. Mm.
Not a tuneful one.
Just so cool. I think it's really interesting how kind of all the songs have like a, well, especially Becky and Mike have this kind of positive feeling of just having this trust in God. And I feel like when I describe the song, Hang On, I feel like it came off almost as like, you know, hang on, it's going to be okay. But it's actually really, really positive. Like the way that they play the song is really positive and really upbeat. And I think that's really interesting because it's almost like it's not saying, you know, oh, you need to come back to this first love or whatever. It's almost like they're already there and they're saying, let's all join together and come back and hang on and praise God together almost, because it's such an upbeat and fun song. And I also think it's interesting how I haven't actually heard Mike, your song, but I suppose they're all quite different stylistically, but they all still have this kind of positive overall message, and they're all kind of focused on God. And I think it's interesting how through different styles of music we can still, you know, have this connection to God and be positive about how God can bless us and how we can worship him as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think through my like five songs, but then also through a lot of the ones you guys mentioned as well, there was a big theme of like certainty and like trust. And in a time where we don't really have much certainty, like we don't even know what we're allowed to do and like what's going on in the world, and we don't know much about the virus. And yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty with people's jobs as well. And yet in Jesus, we are so secure. And because he's so steadfast, we can be. And I think a lot of the songs that we've mentioned kind of bring that out a lot, just the certainty and the sureness that we can have in Jesus, which is amazing. And it's hopefully a witness to people in this time.
I think also one of my other songs by Petra, it's Lift Him Up. It says, lift him up, tell the gospel story, lift him up, let them see his glory. It doesn't take any Bible degree, just lift him up so the world can see.
Yeah.
I think we've connected with our neighbours who perhaps we only just nodded at as we walked past, but now we're connecting, and, you know, we always rely on, you know, sermons and things like that, but it's down to every one of us. You know, not all of us will go to Bible college and know, but we all know what the gospel means to us, and that's a story that we can tell to anybody and everybody, isn't it? And nobody can dispute our gospel story, what it means to us. So, you know, I think in these times we can be more personal, can't we, and more personable. I think.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up the word story, because the chorus to Blessed Assurance, which was my top song, goes, this is my story, this is my song, praising my Saviour all the day long. And I've just found that really helpful as like both a proclaiming that this is my story, that, you know, Jesus is the one who saved me, proclaiming that out loud, but then also like proclaiming it to myself and like instructing my soul to praise him.
Yeah,
I think that's a really powerful chorus. And yeah, it talks about how this is our story that we should proclaim and share to others, like you said, Mike.
Yeah, and remembering, you know, the Bible's full of telling us to remember, isn't it? And just remembering how good God is to us. And each one of our stories will be really, we'll all be different, won't they?
Mm.
But the gospel unites us. But yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's almost like they all have one person in common, all these songs.
Very good.
Definitely.
I think that's all the time that we have for today's podcast. This has been an HRBC Encounter podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you, Josh, Becky and Mike, for chatting with me.
Thanks for having us.
It's a privilege.
Please follow us on Instagram at encounter_HR. This is actually the last episode in season one of our podcast. We've had a total of 1,173 listeners over the 10 weeks or 9 weeks, I guess, that we've been doing this. Wow. With an average of 130 listeners a week. So thank you, everyone who's been listening. It's been such an encouragement. We're now taking a 2-week break, but don't you worry, we will be back with season two. As we've already mentioned, we have our survey, which is open for another week. So please respond to that. We'd love to hear your feedback so we can have some ideas about the next season as well. And there'll be a link to the Spotify playlist with all of these songs on below this episode on the website. Becky, would you like to pray for us?
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you, Sophie. Father, thank you so much for this time that we've had together to chat. Thank you for music. Thank you that we can use it to worship you. And I just pray that these songs would bless us and help us to bless your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. See you soon. Bye.